It's interesting. Several years ago, the big debate in Europe was between what was called the United Europe of States and the United States of Europe, was whether Europe would become ever more integrated and Brussels would become ever more significant. Now it's the opposite debate. It's how much less integrated does Europe become? And we've already seen lots of political pressure against free movement of peoples, anti-immigration. We've seen Brexit. Just the other day, what I think is potentially the biggest threat to the European project was this decision by the court in Germany, essentially saying that the European Central Bank had no right to take certain policy stances because what they're doing was inconsistent with the principles by which Germany conducts its economic policy. That would basically mean national institutions come before European ones. This is the most important country in Europe. So I actually think this is the potentially most dangerous moment for the European projects going back to when it began in the aftermath of World War II. So rather than thinking, how do we advance it? I actually think if I were European, I would be saying, how do we build a floor? How do we build a floor under Europe? And then let's recalibrate in the aftermath of the pandemic about what a new era of the European Union look like. Because it seems to me the old dynamic is spent. And there's no longer sufficient consensus in Europe about what the future of Europe ought to look like. And that's going to be an awfully difficult conversation within and between and among countries. But I think we're there. So the real question is, how do you keep Europe intact at the same time you essentially have a major conversation about what the next era ought to look like?